भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 23rd टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। दीक्षायाः पशु संस्थायाः सौत्रामण्याश्च सत्तमः अन्यत्र दीक्षितस्यापि नान्नम् अश्नन् हि दुष्यति। दीक्षायाः पशु संस्थायाः सौत्रामण्याश्च सत्तमः अन्यत्र दीक्षितस्यापि नान्नम् अश्नन् हि दुष्यति। दीक्षायाः पशु संस्थायाः सौत्रामण्याश्च सत्तमः अन्यत्र दीक्षितस्यापि नान्नम् अश्नन् हि दुष्यति। Matajis. Dikshayaha, beginning with the initiation for a sacrifice. Pashu samsthayaha, until sacrificing the animal. Sautramanyaha, outside of the sacrifice, known as Sautramani. Cha, and Sattamaha, O purest ones. Anyatra, elsewhere. Dikshitasya, of one who has been initiated for the sacrifice. Api, even. Na, not. Annam, food. Ashnan, eating. He, indeed. Tushyati, creates offense. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Except during the interval between the initiation of the performer of a sacrifice and the actual sacrifice of the animal, O most pure Brahmanas, it is not contaminating for even the initiated to partake of food, at least in sacrifices other than the Sautramani. The coward boys anticipated the possible objection from the Brahmanas that they couldn't give the boys any food because they themselves had not yet eaten, and that a priest initiated to perform a sacrifice should not eat. Therefore, the boys humbly informed the brahmanas about various technicalities of ritualistic sacrifice. The coward boys were not unaware of the formalities of Vedic culture, but their real intention was simply to render loving service to Lord Krishna.
Om Ajnanita Mirandasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripri Vancha Kalpataru Bhishcha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktavrind Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna So we're reading from the 10th canto, chapter entitled The Brahmana's Wives Blessed. So we can see in this pastime that Krishna and Balaram have approached a place where the Brahmanas are performing yajna, and Krishna and Balaram, they send the boys to the Brahmins to ask, to beg for food, and Maharaj gave simply astonishing, amazing, inspiring class and yesterday, and there's nothing much actually left because he more or less covered everything which we need to learn from this pastime. So I have nothing much to contribute in this connection, not much, but try to still speak a little bit which I felt was also relevant to this pastime. So these boys, they approach these Brahmins and they beg for food, something to eat on behalf of Krishna and Balaram. And these Brahmins are neglectful, they don't even look at them, and they continue with their sacrifice, and then they go back to Krishna and Balaram. Krishna Balaram again sends them to their wives. The wives were great devotees. They immediately surrendered everything they had. They went themselves, surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord. And they got the mercy of Supreme Lord. So this is the whole story in a nutshell. But what is interesting here is that we can try to analyze some of the concepts which brought out within this pastime. Very wonderful concepts. As we can see here, that the boys are explaining to the Brahmins the rules of yajna. the coward boys, they were aware of how a yajna is to be conducted. The yajna which is being conducted by these Brahmins is Angirasa, the name. So, we have not heard of these names. At least I had not heard before I read this. Angiras. You've heard of Amaras. What is Angiras? Never heard of it. But these boys were very much aware of these technicalities of this yajna. And they are making a comparison between two yajnas. Another is Sautramani, and the yajna which they were performing is Angiras yajna. So in this Angiras yajna, in fact, most of the yajnas, when you begin the yajna, up to the point when the animal is sacrificed, there is an animal which is sacrificed, it's killed at the yajna. So between that period, nothing is to be distributed, nothing is to be eaten or offered to somebody. The killing of the animal denotes the end of the yajna. So after that, the food can be distributed. But there is an exception. So the Brahmin boys are explaining that there is a yajna called as Sautramani. In that yajna, even after the animal is killed, nothing can be distributed. Nothing can be distributed. So because this is Angiras yajna, and because the animal has already been killed, so the yajna is finished. So now there is no harm in distributing the food. So therefore, we are hungry, and Shastra says that who's a right candidate for charity of food is one who's hungry. Can be distributed. So therefore, they go and beg. So they explain to the Brahmins, look, it's not that the rules of the yajna forbid you from distributing the food. It's not like that. We know it. And you've already finished your yajna. And therefore, give us the food. So therefore, this pastime, this verse makes it very, very clear that the Brahmins didn't give the food because they were caught up in the ritual. And therefore it was, if they gave or touched food or gave something in charity, it would contaminate the offering. No, it was not the case. The sole reason why they didn't give the food or the prasad or whatever you may call it, was, as it is explained here, that they were simply caught up in petty desires and were entangled in elaborate rituals. So they had become ritualistic. Simply ritualistic. And that is the only reason. There was no other reason. They could have very well given. So you know, when you read the Bhagavat, at least in my case, I give lectures sometimes on Gita verses, and I'm studying the Gita. And I realize that how wonderful this Bhagavad Gita is. Bhagavad is really glorious, but even the Bhagavad Gita. Because you can see that how the Lord, Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, has personally given all the instructions in sutra form, in definition form in the Gita. The Gita is a book of definitions. And the Bhagavat is a book of case studies, explaining the different sutras which Krishna has explained. Because, of course, he had a limited time, the war was about to begin, and he didn't have much time to explain in detail. But he gave all the concepts. None of the concepts have been left out in the Gita. Now, therefore, in the Gita Mahatmya, it is said, no, Ekam Shastram Deva Kiputra Gita. Eko Deva Deva Kiputra Eva. Eko Mantra Tasya Namani Yani Karmapya Ekam Tasya Devasya Seva. That there is only one book required, Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. There is nothing else left out. It's really glorious, the Bhagavad Gita. Because we can see, as we read out this Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavad, the different pastimes, you know, the concepts of the Gita come out. Krishna explains to Arjun in what mood the yajna should be performed. Krishna says, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam nyatva mam shantim richati. A basic verse of the Bhagavad Gita, that the Supreme Lord, is the enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer of the yajna. In fact, everything, whatever we do, the culmination, the essence of every ritual that is performed must be done with the conception that it is to be done to please the Supreme Lord. Everything we do. We can see that this very important concept is forgotten by these highly learned Brahmins. Not of Kali Yuga, Dwapar Yuga Brahmins. Very exalted. We can see that, you know, I came across a very wonderful verse which Prabhupada quotes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about, if I can get it, he says, Brahmananam sahasrebhya satrayaji vihushyate. Satrayaji sahasrebhya sarva vedanta paragaha. Sarva vedanta vit kotya vishnu bhakta vihushyate. Vaishnavanam sahasrebhya ekant eko vihushyate. It is said that out of thousands of Brahmins, one is qualified to perform sacrifices, yajna. Not all Brahmins become yajna Brahmanas. Out of many thousands of such qualified Brahmins who perform yajna, one learned Brahmin may have passed beyond all Vedic knowledge. That means he has realized that the Atma is eternal. Ascension to heaven is not the only goal in life. Enjoyment is not the ultimate goal of life, but beyond, to go reach Vaikuntha. He is considered the best among those Brahmanas, and yet out of thousands of such Brahmanas who are self-realized, who have surpassed Vedic knowledge, one person may be a Vishnu Bhakta, and he is the most famous. Out of many thousands of such Vaishnavas, one who is completely fixed in the service of Lord Shri Krishna is the most famous. Indeed, a person who is completely devoted to the service of the Lord certainly returns home back to Godhead. So we see that these Brahmins are highly qualified, but it is still rare to find a Brahmin who is actually a devotee of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who remembers the goal of what a yajna is all about. In fact, everything, whatever we do, should be done for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. And somehow still, we tend to forget this goal. Yeah. So, I was giving one lecture, and after the end of this lecture, one lady asked a question. That, Prabhuji, please, can you please tell us that hum kaam karte samay Bhagwan ka smaran kaise kare? How can we remember Krishna when we are working? Good question. Now I was thinking in my mind that somebody should tell me how to remember Krishna when you are chanting Krishna's names. Can't even remember Krishna's, we can't remember the Lord when we are chanting the Lord's names. Our mind is distracted. We forget for whom we are chanting. It becomes ritualistic. Naturally, then I told her the standard reply that it begins with chanting. You try to practice remembering Krishna when you are chanting the holy names. It begins with that. Then when you go out and you are performing your work, then probably some possibility is there that you may remember Krishna. Because work entangles you. So many details to be remembered. This has to be done, that as the Brahmins are doing here. There are so many details of the yajna. You know, so many ingredients to be kept. And so many mantras to be chanted. And not just chanted, but chanted perfectly. Because if you make a mistake, you get the opposite results. So, taking into consideration all those details of the yajna, it's so very difficult to remember Krishna. So, how you can remember? So difficult. And the goal of yoga is what? To remember Krishna always. So to forget is so easy. So that is begins with chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So we see such great exalted people also forget. That is the nature. You know, these, and who remembered Krishna? Their wives. And a contrast is made where the Brahmins are, they're later on when the wives, they go to Krishna, surrender, and the Brahmins come to know that their wives are more exalted devotees. So, they conclude that our wives have not gone to Gurukul. They have not learned the Vedas. They have not accepted a guru. They have not taken initiation. Still they have so much of devotion. To hell with our learning, to hell with our chanting of these verses, to hell with our conducting of all these yogic performances. Because this is the Dwapar Yuga where women would not go to school, or you know, they would not get education. Today women are doing PhD and they're becoming CEOs of companies and things like that. It's hard to conceive that the situation of women at those times, during the time of Dwapar Yuga. Women would just be at home, they would just get trained by their mother to take care of the children, to cook nicely, to serve their husbands nicely, to do some nice puja at home and, you know, those things. They were very, very, very simple. So considering that, if you make a comparison in today's day and age, these Brahmins can be compared to, you know, high, great scholars. You know, maybe you can compare them with graduates from, you know, Harvard or Oxford or Cambridge, or in India, IIT and IIM, toppers, that also, not just graduate, but toppers. And these women, you know, can be compared to maybe, you know, arts students from maybe Wilson College or Bhavan's College, and that also they drop out students. And, you know, a test is conducted. The Supreme Lord personally conducts a test on bhakti, and these pass out from, you know, great universities. They are trying to figure out what is the language in which the question paper has been set. They are not even trying to figure out what is this going on here. And these dropouts from these colleges are like finish their exams in 10 minutes, and they are packed up and they are rechecking their, you know, answer sheets whether everything is all right and this and perfect, everything is passing out with flying colors. It's like this. That is the situation. So we can understand that, you know, it doesn't take any material abilities for bhakti. Therefore, this concept which Krishna speaks in the Vedic literatures. You know, vyadhasya charanam dhruvasya cha vayo vidyagayindrasya ka kubjaya kim naam roopam adhikam kim tat sudhamno dhanam vamshah ko vidurasya yadhava pater ugrasya kim paurusham bhaktya tushati nacha gunair bhakti priyo madhava. That vyadhasya charanam, what mannerisms, what culture did Valmiki or Mrigari or for that matter Guha have? Nothing. They were hunters. In fact, in Ramayana we read that Guha, he was such a uncultured man that if he would threaten his own mother if his mother didn't give him lunch in the proper time. He would take out a knife and threaten his mother that I will stab you to death if you don't give me food in the proper time. And still Lord Ram went and accepted his services. He didn't have any mannerisms, no culture. What maturity did Dhruva Maharaj have? 5 years old boy. 5 year old boy. He was not matured in age. What to speak of Gajendra, who got the mercy of the Lord? He was an elephant. What knowledge, what vidya did he have? What beauty did Kubja have? What birth, high caste birth did Vidur have? And what power did Ugrasena have? They didn't have any of these material qualities, but they had devotion. They all, bhaktya tushyati kevalam nachagunair bhakti priyo madhava. Krishna is only pleased by devotion. None of these material qualities. In the Gita it is said, mam hi partha vipashritya yepi syuhu papa yonayaha striyo vaishastada shudras tepi yanti param gatim. Lord Shri Krishna makes this category. He puts the striyas, the vaishyas, the shudras all in one category. Tepi yanti param gatim. And coincidentally, or I don't know, Krishna's arrangement, we were dressing the Lord today, Prabhupada was just speaking on the man and woman and how in the West people are fighting for equal rights and all those things, you know. Yes, and here we can see this pastime that everybody is equal spiritually. Krishna has given everybody equal rights to come forward and render service to the Supreme Lord. There are no material impediments. In fact, qualifications can become an impediment to Krishna's service. Because by nature, women, as we can see in this pastime, are submissive. That's the nature. They have to be submissive. At least in the Vedic times, they were. Vedic times the word. Now, we don't know. But that was a concept. Somebody sent me an SMS, you know, saying, what is Nari? What is Nari? So the definition of Nari. So they said, Nari means Shakti. So, Nari Shakti, then what is Purush? He's Sahan Shakti. So the thing is that, you know, previously they were submissive and that was the mood. Prabhupada is explaining that they're different. It doesn't make anybody inferior. It doesn't make anybody superior. They're different. And Prabhupada was giving all those explanations. You don't want to go into the details. But they're different. Everybody is equal spiritually. And being different, if one is submissive to the other. And tradition is that the husband being more spiritually advanced, the Brahmins are supposed to be the spiritual masters of the society. And being husbands, even in a house, the husbands are supposed to lead and they are supposed to be more spiritually advanced. They are supposed to lead their wives ahead. But here we can see just the opposite. That the wives are more advanced and at the end of this pastime, the husband accepts their wives as gurus and they are worshipping the their wives. So therefore this is the essence which is forgotten. So any kind of qualification sometimes, you know, makes us forget. So the example is there of Nabhi in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Nabhi, who also performed yajna. And while all those yajna was being performed, he was considering it just as an external ritual, but he could understand that the essence of it is remembrance of the Lord, prayer to the Lord. And from the core of his heart, he was offering prayers to the Lord, which pacified the Supreme Lord, and he appeared and blessed him. But the Lord's appearance here was not because of his superficial conducting of the yajna, but actually out of the devotion that was offered, he appeared. Here, the Lord has appeared not because of the devotion, but to expose that they are making a show of devotion, but actually it's just ritualism. Spirit of the yajna was lost. What is the spirit? Spirit is remembrance of the Lord. Spirit is to do the service for the pleasure of the Lord. And therefore, you see, people say, what is adhyatma? What is spiritual? What is spiritual? Spiritual means connection with Krishna. When you do something for the pleasure of Krishna, that is spiritual. But when that is gone, the spirit is gone, then what is left with only ritual? Spirit. Take out spirit from spiritual, you are ending up with ritual. Like even when we sit in Bhagavatam class, I was just contemplating that why is it difficult to sit in a class trying to hear? feel sleepy. It's very difficult. And we all struggle to keep awake even during a class. And I was thinking, how is that? I mean, even during japa, I don't sleep so much. But in the class, I feel sleepy. And I was wondering, because somehow when we sit to chant, we have the conception that, okay, we are going to chant and there's not going to be anything new. This 2 hours, that's what I'm going to do is just chant. There's not going to be any new mantra, same mantra, Hare Krishna, that's all. So we don't expect much and we sit and you chant. No expectations, so service, that's all that you're left with, to serve Krishna. So you chant, 2 hours go by, you don't know. Mind wanders here and there, no problem. But at least sleep is under control. Comes to the class, oh, so difficult. Somehow. Why? Because somehow that fruitive mentality comes in the class. You hear, sit in a class, okay, maybe I should gain something, I should learn something, what's new, what's, looking for something. There's some agenda. And therefore, when there's a fruitive mentality, when we are doing that service, not with the, for the pleasure of the Lord, and then what happens is that there is monotony. And you feel that, it's a chore. So I asked Pankajangre Prabhu this question. Jananivas Prabhu, Pankajangre Prabhu. That since last 35 years you are living in Mayapur, you are from London, you being Westerners, you are in Mayapur, and you have become pujaris, you are serving Radha Madhav, and you are serving Lord Narasingadev. So many years you have been serving, how come you are not bored? How come? And he said that, Prabhu, if you do the service for your own pleasure, you will certainly be bored. But if you do it for the pleasure of the Lord, then you will not be bored. Because your happiness is coming not from the service, it's coming seeing that your Guru is satisfied. And it's difficult to keep this consciousness for long. We can see this. Today is Loknath Maharaj's disappearance day. And nice pastime, Loknath Maharaj's disciple was Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur, there's this pastime I heard some time ago, I don't remember from whom I heard. But he had only one disciple, Narottam Das Thakur, whose song we sing every day. Shri Guru Charanapad. So Narottam Das Thakur was once chanting the holy names in the presence of his guru, Loknath Maharaj. And one man just came and he wanted some water, and Narottam Das Thakur got up from chanting, he interrupted his chanting and served him water and he left. And Loknath Maharaj became very upset with him, and he was become very heavy with him, and he said, how dare you leave the service of the Lord to attend to some ordinary man? Don't you realize you are serving the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How dare you give up his service to give water to some ordinary man? Don't you realize the significance of what you are doing? What's more important than chanting Hare Krishna? That was the consciousness of Loknath Maharaj. Narottam Das Thakur got the message, should be attentive, should not be distracted. That consciousness, I'm doing this for the service of the Lord. So therefore, we can see that whoever remembers this concept is glorified. Krishna accepts that. Not any superficial offering. It's not interesting. Bhaktya tushyati kevalam nacha gunair bhakti priyo madha. Nobody needs to think that, I'm doing these services, I'm doing this, who's seeing, who's recognition. Many times this concept even comes in our Krishna consciousness movement that we have to be noticed. If I do something, we make sure that somebody knows about it. But here we can see in this pastime that the wives were ordinary women. They were not even noticed actually. Now, they're somewhere at the back. But then Krishna, he goes and he brings them forward. And they are here to be glorified for all time to come. In the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, we read about it. We glorify them. They were insignificant. Brahmanas are supposed to be leaders, always in the forefront. But Krishna pushes them at the back, brings them forward. So, in Krishna consciousness, there's no need to worry whether we've done service to be recognized. Should we be recognized? Or should people know about what we do? No, simple. If you're just entering, neha vikramana shosti pratyabhayuna vidyate. That even a little bit service performed, but if it's done with the right consciousness, it's appreciated. So we can see, like, you know, maybe we are browsing the net, or, you know, we are, see, you know, in Safari or Firefox, and we are watching, doing some browsing. All of a sudden, kind of, we get a pop-up window, and what is this? I don't know. Some advertisement, some commercial. And, oh, I don't need this. Cannot. And you press the close window button, and you go, and you've opened many tabs on the browser, and you know there are some tabs which you have been. You've been going through a lot, and then some tabs are at the back, and then you've not seen it for long, and then you just click it and you bring it forward. It's like this. Those are at the forefront, pop up, and the Lord says, get lost, click it off. And those are at the back, some devotee who's doing some service, these women who are just at the back doing nothing substantial, nothing big that's noticed by the society. But the Supreme Lord went, brought them back, click it, brought it at the forefront, and says, see, look at this. Everybody to see. Look at this. Glorified for all time to come. So, you can see in the past time. Loknath Maharaj, if you see today's disappearance, I'll tell you some more stories which I read recently. Loknath Maharaj, Loknath Goswami, he was a great devotee, and his father was a follower of Advaita Acharya. And he heard about Mahaprabhu. He joined Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. He came, met him in Navadvip, and told him that, I want to join you, please give me permission. So Mahaprabhu said, you can join me in Vrindavan, go, we'll meet in Vrindavan. So he leaves home, goes to Vrindavan, and he hears that Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he goes to South India. So Loknath Maharaj also decides to go to South India to meet Mahaprabhu. So he goes to South India, following Mahaprabhu, but he never could meet Mahaprabhu. Wherever he would go, Mahaprabhu had already left. Finally, Mahaprabhu reached Vrindavan. Loknath Maharaj reached Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu left, he went to Prayag. So he was very disappointed, he couldn't meet Mahaprabhu. So then, finally, Mahaprabhu appeared in his dream and told that, you stay here. You serve in separation. Think of me, do my bhajan, stay here, be with other Goswamis, and it's okay. So he served there. He never forgot the goal. The goal was not to be with Mahaprabhu. The goal was to serve Mahaprabhu in separation. It was more convenient for him to go to meet Mahaprabhu. But he just thought, that is the instruction. If that pleases the spiritual master, that pleases the Supreme Lord, then I'll be in Vrindavan and I'll serve. Obedience. Bhakti is all about obedience. So he stayed in Vrindavan. He was serving. And he was the association of the Goswamis. Sanatan Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami. And because of his devotion, the Supreme Lord personally appeared to him while he was at Kishori Kund. He was doing his bhajan. At that time, the Supreme Lord personally, Shri Krishna personally appeared to him and gave him the deity, Radha Vinod. Today we can go and Gokulanand temple, we can find Radha Vinod, the deities which the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna personally presented that deity to Loknath Maharaj, Loknath Goswami. Personally he came, and he was in a trance, and he opened his eyes and he found the deity, and he did not know who gave this deity. And the deities personally spoke to him, saying that, who else can give? I myself presented myself to you. I came to you. Worship me now. And Loknath Maharaj, Loknath Goswami, he used to have a tray hanging around his neck, and he used to always carry the deities, Loknath, Radha Vinod deities, wherever he would go. Such was his love for Krishna, his bhakti for the Lord. Never forgot the essence, service. So he witnessed the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. So at that time, when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, when he was composing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he went to Loknath Maharaj and he said that, please tell us some details about Mahaprabhu's Leela. So he told him, and Loknath Maharaj told him, but I warn you that I'm telling you these pastimes on the condition that you will not mention my name in your book. I don't want my name to be mentioned. Generally people write books for what? Prabhupada says, generally people write books for name, fame, prestige. Oh, so and so. Author, authored by so and so. For name, fame, prestige. Very few people write books for the welfare of others. For benefiting the society. For purifying themselves. But here we can see, Loknath Maharaj was saying, don't mention my name in the book. I don't want it. On that condition I tell you. And he told, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, even his disciple Narottam Das Thakur, he said, Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, I want to glorify you. I want to compose a poem for you. He says, do it. And gave him instruction. But he says, warning, don't mention my name. I don't want my name. I'm so fallen. I'm so degraded. Don't mention my name. People who hear my name will also become fallen. No name, fame, prestige. No desire for name, fame, prestige. No desire for anything. Na naka prishtam, na chaparameshtam, na sarvabhomam, na rasadipatyam, na yoga siddhir, apunar bhavamba, samanjasatva virahaya kangshan. Bhagavad says, no desire for na naka prishtam. I don't want to be the emperor of the universe. I don't want to be Indra. I don't want to be Brahma. I don't want yoga siddhis. I don't want perfections. I don't want recognition. I don't want anything. I just want service. That is love. That is devotion. So Loknath Maharaj, he said, you compose, you make poem, but don't put my name. So we can see various such teachings coming out from this pastime. So we see that Krishna, he didn't come personally there. He sent the boys. The boys went and begged for food. So the Brahmins didn't see Krishna. Why? Krishna says in the Gita, Yeshamantagadam papam janana punya karmanam te dam neha nirmukta bhajante mam dridvartaha. I am not manifest to the sinful people, to those who have material desires in their minds. Maya javanika chhannam adnya dukshajam avyayam alaksham sarva bhutanam antar bhairavasita. So, you know, he says that, you know, you are covered. Nato natya dharo yatha, just like, you know, an artist is dressed, it's difficult to recognize an artist when he is coming for performing a drama. So the Lord covers himself. He doesn't manifest to his to anybody and everybody. Because these Brahmins had material desires. They were doing, you know, Om Tat Vishnoho Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surya Swaha, and then Vishnu comes personally. Give your offering. And Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surya Swaha. The Supreme Lord is coming and they are not. Why? Because, as it is explained, petty material desires. What is their desire of these Brahmins? Here it is explained, ascension to heaven. They want to go to heaven. So today's terms, we may compare it, desire to go to abroad someplace, America, UK, Europe trip. That could be compared to that. Maybe we are also chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Maybe so many people have so many desires. Krishna Namprabhu was telling a nice episode. He went for this visa to the American thing. Visa, what do you call that? You know, embassy, yeah. So he went to take the visa. And he got his visa. He had to go and visit his son in America. So he got his visa and then and all of a sudden he heard a huge wailing. Oh! Oh! And when he saw a man beating his chest. Oh, in the visa embassy. So he became a little concerned and he went to him and said, kya ho gaya? Kya ho gaya? What happened? So, kadam ho gaya. Kya ho gaya? What happened? And then he said, mera visa reject ho gaya. So what? So I explained to him, what are you so? So, to kya ho gaya? Visa reject ho gaya, to kya ho gaya? So then this man asked, tumhara visa accept ho gaya kya? He said, haan, isiliye tum aisa bolte. Tumhara visa accept ho gaya kya? Isiliye. Abhi hum kabhi bhi nahi chahte. Teen baar visa wo kiya, teenon baar reject ho gaya, abhi hum America kabhi nahi aa sakta. I mean, you know. So it's like that, going to, you know, heavenly planets is like that, for superior sense enjoyment. Till we have these desires, we should be introspecting. Do we have these desires, you know, any kind of desires? So Krishna is far away. So we may not be on that stage, but at least we should be aspiring to come to that stage. May not be on that stage, and this may sound very high, but still we can always aspire for that. And here we can see that the wives, how they reached that stage. So this episode explains, because they were associating with the ladies who used to sell flowers, the Brajbasi ladies, and they had heard from them. They were hearing regularly about Sri Krishna, that how the Supreme Lord has appeared in Vrindavan and he was doing so many leelas. And simply by hearing, they achieved great love. And 10:23:23, it will come ahead. The verse where it is explained. Prayaha shruta priya tamodaya karana purair yasmin nimagna manasastamatakshirandrai anta pravish suchiram parirabhyatapam. So it is explained that prayaha shruta, that because they had heard previously, that prayaha shruta priya tamodaya karana purair, that because they had heard, they developed love. So here in this episode we can see that the process of Bhagavat Vidhi is more powerful than any other path of yoga. What is the Bhagavat Vidhi? Shravanam. Begins with the hearing process. We underestimate the process of hearing. And it's not that hearing is something like artificial, it's natural. Still remember when I was young, I used to, you know, always be with my grandmother and I used to say, please tell a story. Please tell some story. And before going to sleep, my grandmother used to tell me some stories. Hearing stories. To hear. People watch movies. What is that? It's hearing. Well, listen to radio. So much of radio. So much big thing. Big business. But the subject matter is different. But if the subject matter of hearing becomes Krishna, very powerful. Awakens. And therefore, when they come to meet Krishna, the Krishna says, you go back. And what you have been doing, praya shruta priyatamodaya karana purair, you go and do that again. What is that? Shravanad, darshanad, dhyanad, mai bhavonu kirtanad, na tatha sannikarshena, pratiyata tato grihat. Go home and continue doing the same thing. What to do? Shravanad, darshanad, dhyanad, mai bhavonu kirtanad. Na tatha sannikarshena, you will not develop love by living close to me. Prabhupada used to say, even a mosquito will sit on the shoulder of a king. What association he is getting? No association. He is only biting the king and giving him trouble. So proximity, close proximity is not important. So Krishna says, Shravana, Darshana, go and do these things. Develop your love for me in that process. And moreover, what will the people say? Because you are wives of great Brahmins. It will not be good. I am a coward boy. And it will look not be a very good thing. And the time will come. And in fact, you will already achieve. Serve in separation. Service in separation is greater. Union is one thing. Separation is another. Because when there is union, you are seeing your beloved in front of you. But when there is separation, then you are seeing everywhere. So, that is the concept. So, we can see so many such wonderful, the description of Krishna is here, very beautifully described. The process of Bhagavat Marg, Shravanam, Kirtanam, process of chanting is the most powerful process. Process of hearing in Bhagavatam classes is most important, which we should be doing regularly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.